DW.
Four elderly ladies are sitting in the red desert sand. A circle of preschool kids gather around them, and the women rhythmically tap the ground with a stick, drawing patterns in the sand with their hands, sharing age-old wisdom through stories.
Important stories like Seven Sisters, Emus, like all those stories from the Tukorba dreamings.
The old ladies paint the kids' bodies. At first, the little ones are embarrassed, but they can't contain their excitement for long.
Then we were showing those young kids, the little kids, who dancing the Seven Sisters story.
Girls and boys are separated out. The women sing and tap branches on their metal walking sticks to mark the beat. They show the kids how to hop from one foot to the next, teaching them traditional Anangu dances and passing on tukulpa, or dreaming stories, that hold knowledge about culture, the land and the law that governs life.
It's important still to remember tukulpa, you know. So we holding tukulpa, still holding. We have to still tell the story to young people, and it's important for young people to learn tukulpa, our stories.
That's Tulipi, or Alison Milika Carroll. She's an artist and chairperson of Ernabella Arts Centre. As a child, she learned the same stories, dances and songs from her old people.
I used to come to this art centre when I was a schoolgirl. After school and sometimes school holidays, only for women. And we used to come here and watch the old people, Minma, working, like learning.
Now her grandchildren come to the art centre and watch as Tulipi paints intricate patterns in dots and lines.
Already, long time ago, I used to tell story by talking, but now these old people and still young people, they're doing it in campus and telling the stories.
Because of how remote it is, this was one of the last parts of Australia to feel the impacts of colonisation. But even so, like all Aboriginal communities, this place has its fair share of social problems, born out of British invasion and a clash of cultures. School attendance is low and health problems are high. Despite that, culture is strong. And in a town of just 500 people, there are 165 artists. One of them is 70-year-old Chunkaya Tapaya.
When I'm painting, I'm filled with joy and a sense of connection and understanding, and I look at our work and I feel proud and strong about what we make here.
Walking into the art centre is like walking into the heart of Pukacha community. A dozen or more artists are at work at any time, bent over large canvases and pots, intently focused on the rich colours they're laying down. Men walk in carrying bundles of long spears they've made. They'll be sent out to an exhibition. Kids run in, dogs are ushered out, and if you're lucky, you might find the smell of kangaroo meat wafting from the kitchen as lunchtime approaches.
When I'm
For us, our art center is something that, you know, we're connected to from our spirit as we make it work here. It's like a strong tree that's grown up for us that we can't leave it. We're connected.
When Chunkaya was a girl, the art centre was called the Craft Room, and she grew up watching women make wool rugs and Christmas cards.
And I would think, oh, later when I finish school, I'm going to come and do this too. I practiced and I became knowledgeable, and then I would make those things myself.
Back then, the place was run by Christian missionaries.
In the mission time, we didn't receive money and we didn't know about the monetary system. People would give us rations in exchange for our labour. They would give us flour, tea and sugar for us to eat at home, and we would work for that.
Now the art centre is owned and controlled by Aboriginal people, and the surrounding area is a unique part of Australia, APY lands, which have been controlled by the Aboriginal community since 1974.
This art centre's been here for a really long time, and so many different people from so many different places would have come here over the years to work.
Ernabella is Australia's first Aboriginal art centre, and it sparked a movement. There are now 40 Aboriginal art centres in Central Australia. Over the last 50 years, Chunkaya has learned spinning, ceramics, batik, printmaking and wood carving, or punu. These days, she focuses on painting and champi, or grass weaving. The artworks from Ernabella are making their way to many corners of the globe. But Chunkaya and Chulapi tell me the most important thing to them is passing their stories and skills on to the next generation. For DW, I'm Nicole Kirby in Pukacha, Australia.
This report was brought to you by DW.